To Alan on his wedding day. What is it that kept us alone? Our mixed blood, a man at the cocktail party suggested. Like ruined wine, white, tainted with red, the inconsistency. He dropped his monocle to stare at me intently with his near-sighted eye, and I laughed, moved on to graciously accept the comfort of strangers. In my bed at the McLaren, I pull blankets over my bobbed hair, shiver with cold. My Charles had left before I arrive, and winter nights in Winnipeg, a cold black wire tying off each solitary nerve before dawn. Does Eva tremble this way? So proper, she would not allow card games nor drink, announced she would rather not marry. When she left her fiancé, mother's white lips pursed her dark face, and now righteous, does she sleep warm? We sat side by side, two sister crows at Henry's bed, waiting, could not weep. There were no other visitors, yet he would not permit a kiss of greeting, cringed at the flutter of our hands. His rooms were furnished with alabaster statues, hovered, snowblind, fearful of spring. At night, he awoke with mouthfuls of flesh, sweating, choking on no one's name. There is only you, Alan, with that woman from the reserve who would not let you alone. Is there no shame? Eva muttered, lips bitten, permanently pale, and me ice splintered in this hotel room with steam pipes that chatter the numb night long. I send you my best wishes, dear brother, with your new bride wild with heat.